you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat.
I'm your co-host, Mitra, and I just want to give a special shout out and thanks to all of our international listeners, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Canada, New Zealand, Switzerland, Germany, Singapore, Australia, Denmark, Bahamas, France. Woo, y'all almost lost my breath. There's so many of y'all. Thank y'all. And, of course, to our home, United States, thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
Yes, I love it.
One more thing.
I have some great news. According to our geographic location, we have some new listeners.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, also want to give a special shout out to United Kingdom, Poland, Brazil, Kenya, Sint Maarten, Portugal, Belize, Ghana, Sweden, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Ivory Coast, Tanzania, and South Korea.
Thank you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk.
And make sure you subscribe.
So now, let's get into this episode.
Yes, let's do it.
We have a special guest on tonight, Ivar, aka Tasty Stuff. What it do? What we talking about tonight, Ivar? It's on you.
So I'm going to talk about my business. I'm also getting married in July. To my best friend, my teammate,
okay,
the lady that makes it possible for me to be Mr. Tasty Stuff. Well, I just have to bake. She takes care of everything else. A couple months ago, I found me a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
In Concord, that they're going to let me use it not just for a commercial kitchen, but / storefront, somewhere where people can pick up my product.
Oh, wow.
That is awesome.
I have my stuff at Full Moon Oyster Bar. That's been on up there for about a year and a half now. But they're trying to get me to do more for them because they lost their cake lady. And I walked up in there and they was like, man, we lost my cake lady. I was like, bro, you know I bake more than just cheesecakes, right? He was like, for real? Like, man, you must not have looked at my Instagram, bro. I'm a baker. I don't just bake cheesecakes, or it'll be cheesecakes by Tasty Stuff. I ain't doing just cheesecakes. I want to be able to cater to everybody, whether you lactose, vegan, keto, if you can't have wheat or whatever. I want to be able to, you know,
make cater it to everybody.
Yeah, I want everybody to be, everybody should be able to eat something sweet.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right.
So, Eva, I got a question when it comes to your baking, because I know you've been on the episode a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever asked you this question. What sets you apart amongst other bakers when it comes to your
product?
Yes.
I'm a straight black man. My talents, I just make it look like a woman do it. I take a lot of my stuff from my elders when I was in church. And that's why my hashtag is Black Man Baking Like a Grandma, because I watched my grandma and her friends just bake while my friends was outside playing sports. I was natural at sports, so I stayed in the kitchen with my grandma, and I just watched her do that. And so what sets me apart is my flavoring is nothing like anybody else. I do very, very random stuff. I do a lot of off-the-wall stuff. I make things match that wouldn't usually match. And my flavor palette is just amazing. I'm blessed that I have that kind of flavoring. I'm just good at flavoring. I'm very good at decorating. Some people can bake and can't decorate. Some people can decorate and can't bake. I can do both.
You got the whole package.
The whole package.
Okay. Okay. Mitra, you have a question?
I do, Ivar. So
yes, ma'am.
When it comes to your baked goods, do you say you put your heart and your soul into it?
I don't know no other way.
All right now.
Okay. If I'm gonna bake something, I'm gonna bake it. Like, I'm not just gonna do it and do it sloppy or halfway. That's how I do. I
do
like
you
to bake.
Do special events like
yes. Sir.
Okay.
Yes, I do pop-ups. I'll probably be doing vegan vibe music series this year. I did last year. I'm also about to get a couple venues that I can do some stuff myself and throw my own pop-ups.
Okay.
Within the next year, so I would love to have me a bakery, food truck, commissary, something of that sort, and maybe even offer after-school programs for kids that's in trouble, because baking is a great way to relieve stress. It is a great way to get your mind off other things, and it's a great way to, you know, take care of your family in a couple different ways. If you get a woman that can't cook, then you can do it yourself. My mama wasn't the very best cook at all. My mama had spaghetti and chili beans. That's what her shit was. Right? that's what it was. She was cooking, you know, it was going to be spaghetti or chili beans. And she made the best sweet potato pies. The best sweet potato pies. God rest her soul. She's gone now. But I know she's like really smiling down on me for just stepping outside the box. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people look at me and they wouldn't be like, you don't bake. That's what I want you to think. I'm the 2020 church lady. I'm what a church lady looks like now.
So let me ask you something else, Ivar. You said that you do you have a storefront coming forth. Mm-hmm. When do you foresee that opening up or being
Probably the end of May, early June.
Okay. Are you going to have like a grand opening, ribbon cutting ceremony or something?
Probably not. I probably won't, because this is not just my building. I'm renting it from somebody.
Okay. Okay.
But within the next year, though, you can mark this down in your calendar. I will have a bakery soon. It will be mine. I won't be renting from nobody. It'll be my brick and mortar. Because God ain't done with me. I mean,
right. Speak that into existence.
Absolutely.
Yes.
He gave me this talent when I didn't think I had nothing to offer. And when I thought, you know, I was done. Like, after my mama died, I thought my life was over. But then I found my fiance, and I worked at a couple different restaurants. And one particular restaurant I worked in, they had an in-house pastry chef. So I would get there early and just work with him, too, and learn some of the things that he was doing. Once I figured them out, I was like, man, it's easy. Like, I like being the ending of a meal. I can make a break, somebody coming back, you know, because you can go to a restaurant and the meal be mediocre. It's yeah. not the best. It's mediocre. But then you get a bomb-ass dessert. Then you're going to be like, you know what? The kitchen must have had a bad night. I'm going to come back and try them again. But if you get a mediocre dessert or a bad dessert and a bad dinner, you ain't going to come back to that place.
Right.
That's why I like doing what I do, because I change a lot of people's minds. I create nostalgia for people. You know, I got people that hit me up, want me to make something that their grandma made when they were a kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got so many people to try making in my family, they just can't get it right. God gave me the talent, man. I mean, I can recreate stuff for people. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed.
That's awesome, Ivar. So I have another question for you. So since the last time we spoke, what has been new? I know you're getting ready to get married. Congratulations on that.
Yes, congratulations.
And I know you're getting ready to start this new project as far as like your bakery, your business. As far as like you as an individual, what can you say for the year of 2022? Because some people, I don't know if you do New Year resolutions. Some people do, some people don't. But what are some goals that you set for yourself that you know without a shadow of doubt that you have performed them and you're still being consistent with them?
I wanted to reach more people that I didn't know with my baking. I feel like if I got like 75% people that I don't know, and then, you know, the other half is people I do know, then I'll be straight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I've gotten closer with God, a lot closer with God. And I've learned that you're not going to be able to make everybody happy.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to make everybody happy. Everybody's not going to like yourself. You're going to have some people just hating on you because you are doing good. But I've also learned I need haters because they're your motivators. Yes, they make you work harder.
Yes. And it's funny that you said that, Ivar, about the people that you don't know. Honestly and truly, I feel like even just being in this podcast game and doing other things that I'm doing, I feel like strangers support me more than anybody I ever knew. So I really encourage like your reach to reach other people that you don't personally know, because people who you personally know, they're going to hold you to a certain level and they're not going to let you get past that level. But strangers are really going to be the ones who elevate you.
Right. With that being said, so I do a Thanksgiving menu every year. And this year I had 60 orders.
Wow.
75 of the people I didn't know. 75% of the people I didn't know. It was just word of mouth. They had heard about me or somebody had told them about me and they purchased a lot of stuff. So I'm blessed with that. And I got the gift of gab too. So I ain't scared to go up and talk to nobody about my business.
Right. And you have to be that. You have to be that way. As a business owner, as an entrepreneur, you got to be able to network. You can't be afraid to throw yourself out there. Because there's only two things that can happen. They can say, yes, I want you to do this for me, or no, I don't want you to. But the chances that you miss every shot that you don't take.
Facts.
Big facts.
Yep, I totally agree.
Tonight with this podcast, you know, I'm in the hospital. I could have easily been like, you know, let's do this another day. But why? I'm sitting in here, I ain't really got nothing to do but lay in this bed. And why not talk to two people? Because I watch y'all, man. Why not talk to two, like, genuinely good people that can pick my spirits up and make me feel better about myself? I already feel great about myself. And that was something else I had to learn in 22. I had to learn to truly fall in love with myself.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. You can't take care of anybody else.
Absolutely. Right about that. My kids have brought so much out of me. Like, it's, you know, I do all this for them.
Right.
They're my muse. I do this for my woman because she believed in me when nobody else did. She been with me when I didn't have nothing, when I didn't have a pot to piss in.
Right.
She still been here. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My kids, like, are my biggest fan. Like, I don't got four calls from them today since I've been in the hospital. They've been FaceTiming me, telling me how much they miss me, how much they love me. That's something to make you feel good, man, when you get stuff like that.
Yes.
And they understand that they're intricate part of the family. They know that I will move mountains for them. They know they're protected when it comes to daddy. I would do whatever I got to do to make sure they're good.
And that's awesome. That's definitely what it's all about.
So my business, I also decided to make my own business just because I want something to leave my kids. I don't want them to have to struggle and, you know, get looked at a certain way because they are certain people. I'm creating something for them, so they ain't got to go ask for nothing. And I'm trying to put it out there where when I leave, they have plenty to do with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
And that's what it's all about. Family you know, I always say the family that you come from is important, but the family that you create takes precedence. And when I tell you, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, I really mean that. And I commend you on being in your kids' lives and creating a legacy for them to continue. When you're gone from this earth, they'll have this to be like, hey, my daddy started this. I'm carrying the torch. And they carry the torch for their kids and their kids and create generational wealth.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's one thing that us, some of us as individuals, we lack. We don't leave our kids nothing.
Right.
Right.
All we give them is debt.
I can't do that. I can't. I don't see it happen. It happened to me. You know, when my mom died, I didn't have shit. My mama died, I didn't have nothing. I mean, I had to start all the way over. And like my mama's side of the family, I don't even talk to them. They don't even know my kids. Mm. It's because everybody went their own separate ways when the elders left. So I had to make a family for my kids because I wanted them to have that family bond like I had with my family when we was young. Like when I was young, man, it was cookouts every weekend. Like my family threw the best cookouts. Like we was tight knit. It ain't like that no more. So I created a family for my kids that's like that, that's tight knit, that's gonna love my kids unconditionally. That's got my back. And you know, sometimes you gotta you do what you gotta do, you know. I'm not mad at my family that we don't talk, but I would like to talk to them because I want my kids to know their roots. I'm a big part of the root, but there's other roots to go with me.
Right.
Understood.
But it, you know, if that doesn't happen, that they don't meet their family, they got plenty of people to love them, and they know that.
And sometimes we have to be the change we're trying to see.
Yep. You know,
it's so easy to get caught up into, you know, not being around family. But family is important. I really think that visiting family is important, but it has to be a two-way street. It can't be one-sided.
Right.
At all. I actually read a post from somebody today. It said, if you really want to, and this is probably off topic, but it kind of aligns with what you're saying. It says, if don't believe anything somebody tells you, if their actions don't line up with it.
Facts.
Meaning, somebody can tell you today blue in their face, I love you. But if there's not action behind that love, because love is an action word. If there's not action behind it, like you creating something for your kids to have, you know, something for them to lean on, something to look forward to when they grow up. Like, you can't say that you love me if you're not giving, if you're not putting action behind that word.
Right.
So, yeah, I really, really, you know, I like what you're doing with your bakery that you're going to have next year. Okay? Yours. Yes, uh-huh. I'm speaking it into existence.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Because there is power in that tongue, I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to tell you what. So, I have been in the process looking for another job for a while. And one, maybe probably a month and a half ago, I packed up my desk and I said, I will not be here very much longer. And 2 weeks after I packed up my desk, I'm headed out. So, that it just goes to show, like, when you set your mind to something and you pray about something and you believe in it and you stand on it, those things come. Those things come into fruition. But you have to believe and you have to, now faith without works is dead. So you have to put something in behind it. But as long as you putting in your works, with your faith, I honestly, truly believe God will give you your heart's desire.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts.
100%. 100% totally. So, Ivar, can you let our listeners know how can they reach you? Social media. I said media.
I wasn't going to correct you. I thought that was the country in your blood.
Media. So, yes, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Tasty Stuff Soul Good 2018. I just got my LLC not too long ago. So now my LLC name is Soul Good LLC.
Official, like a referee whistle. Hey.
Official, hey. Like bathroom kissing. Yeah, that was something that I was aiming for. I wanted to make myself official and let people know that I'm serious about my business. I'm not just doing this for side hustle. I'm trying to make this a full-time thing where I can be at home with my boys.
I love it.
So when can we expect for your storefront to be open? You said in June, right?
Late May, June.
Late May, early June. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And it's going to be in Concord.
Yes. Well,
you have to give us updates so we can kind of let our listeners know, hey, it's open. Y'all need to go get y'all some sweet stuff.
Absolutely. No.
Some tasty stuff.
Yes. Yeah. Yes,
best on the planet. Black man making like a grandma. The 2020 church lady. Patty cake, baker's man.
All right, now.
Well, definitely keep us posted. Well, Ivar, I will say thank you so much for sharing your presence.
Thank you.
With us today, giving us an update of where you are in life and as far as your business is definitely appreciated. Definitely hope to hear from you soon.
Yes, ma'am.
And that is the Inside Scoop. Make sure you tune in again for another great episode.
I'm your host, Tanisha Javon.
And I'm your co-host, Mitra.
And when you check in with us, it's no gossip, just talk. Ciao for now.
For those who may not know me, my name is Corinne. My father was murdered and it left me truly broken. All I have left is my sister and mother. But unfortunately, my mother is not present. She's battling her own demons, and the sad part about all of this, I hate her. Not only that, I hate me too. And honestly, I'm lost with no direction. To learn more about my life, read Volume 1 and 2, If Only I Had a Home.
Go over to my website at Tanisha Peak, that is T-E-N-I-S-H-A, P with a double E,
K.com,
and grab your books today. Ciao for now.
It's Grady Baby Podcast. What's up? It's Derek and Mitra from It's Grady Baby Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at it_Grady_baby_. Give us your feedbacks. Give us topics. We want to hear from you. Shout out scenarios. Check out our latest segment from last week. You won't be disappointed.
So I pull it out and just show it to you. I don't even say nothing.
He's sticking his head, struggling to get something out, and just gets it out in my face. And of course, I'm like, oh shit.